B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Hey, John, why are you on War of the Roses today? Why do you feel like you need to check up on your girl?
So me and Camille have been together for about 2 years, and I was getting some stuff out of her car the other day, and I opened up her trunk, and I found, like, it's all this bags of, like, lingerie, and, you know, I got to thinking, you know, I didn't buy that stuff, right? And she's never worn it for me, you know, so I wasn't sure why she had it or what it was for, and I was worried, you know, she said she's been working late a lot lately and I haven't seen her, so
maybe she's with someone else.
Yeah, and I talked to her about it. I brought it up, and she said that her and her friends were at the Goodwill, and that her friend bought it.
Ew! Why would you wear lingerie from Goodwill? That's like somebody else's dirty laundry. Literally.
Does Goodwill take that stuff? I don't know.
I don't think they do.
And the whole thing sounded totally unbelievable to me too. I don't know. So.
I think sell that stuff, used underwear, on eBay.
Right. Well, there's a creepy underground that might buy it.
Okay.
but here's the thing, John. She's not wearing this lingerie for you.
No, that's the main point.
All right, Loren, get the guy package together.
Okay.
Cool, I'll dial her up.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Camille.
This is she.
Hi, Camille. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a romantic gift company, and I have your name and number here as the winner of our May contest. Congratulations. I have a man package for you to send to someone in your life that you love.
I'm sorry, but this all sounds really familiar. Is this Loren?
No, this is...
Is this the War of the Roses thing going on right now?
This is Lisa from Flowers for You.
No. This is not Lisa. I'm sorry, but I hear it.
We got busted.
This is not Lisa. What's your name? Is this Loren, right?
Camille, you are correct. My name is Loren.
Oh,
Manny, Roy, and Loren are here as well. Manny and Roy are here as well.
You're on War of the Roses.
Did John call you guys?
Yep, and he's on the other line. If you're familiar with War of the Roses, you know how that works.
Of course I know how it works. I've heard this before. Oh my gosh. Why would he be?
John?
Yeah.
One thing you need to tell us is that she's aware of War of the Roses. That would be good knowledge to have ahead of time.
¿Cómo me puedes hacer esto?
¿Me quieres destruir? Mi familia.
No, hold on.
Camille, is that you speaking Spanish?
Yes.
Don't swear in Spanish, please. Yeah. I don't know what to beep.
No, I'm not.
John, do you speak Spanish? Can you tell us what she said?
I don't really speak Spanish, but when she gets, like, really mad, or, like, when she gets in arguments with her family, or she just starts speaking Spanish really fast, and I don't know what she's saying.
All right, well, tell her why you wanted to do War of the Roses. Let's get down to it.
Well, you know, we had that whole chat about the stuff I found in the trunk, the lingerie, and you said...
I told you it was Ariana. I told you Ariana, like, got it, and I was just saving it for her.
She bought lingerie at Goodwill? I mean, you and Ariana, you guys are classy, right? I mean...
none of us really buy that, Camille.
I
think it's just a little strange to wear used underwear or lingerie.
I don't question my friend and what they do. So I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. She just, that's where she got it. And she was like, oh, hey, girl, can you hold it for me? Because, you know, we were out. I picked her up. We went to go eat something. Like, it was in my trunk. It wasn't even a big deal.
What I'm afraid of is that you are lying about the whole thing.
That's what I think.
And that maybe there's more to the story than that.
Ustedes no saben lo que está pasando, ¿ok? Ustedes no saben nada,
¿ok? We don't speak Spanish.
We don't speak Spanish,
Camille,
sorry.
Yeah, no.
No comprende.
Yo no hablo español.
What are you saying?
I mean, like, you guys don't understand. You guys don't know what I have to do every day. And, like, you know, it's hard. It's hard to
What do you have to do every day?
And, by the way, we're trying to understand. We really are.
I want to understand.
John, no me hables, okay? No me hables ahorita. I'm, like, so mad with John. Like, John doesn't even say anything, please, okay? Like, I really don't need you right now. Like, I can't even believe I'm put on the spot right now. I'm talking about all this stuff. Bro.
All right, so, Camille, are you or are you not seeing someone else?
No, I'm not seeing someone else. No, so you're not tonta. I don't do stupid stuff like that. Like, I'm not a dumb girl. I'm not going to, like, cheat on my boyfriend.
So you love John. You're committed to John in this relationship?
Of course. Of course. I got to take care of my mom sometimes. I got my sister. You know, she's younger than me. I just... Okay. I've been stripping lately, so... To make some extra money.
Okay. Well, you said you've been stripping?
Yeah.
Where is it? Where have you been doing this?
I've been stripping at the Uptown.
Oh, that's just right here near us.
Is this a new thing, Camille?
Yes.
You've been taking care of your mom financially, so you needed extra money, so that's why you started doing this.
Exactly.
John, what's going through your mind right now?
God, it's not my favorite thing in the world, but I wish you had just told me. I mean, I don't know. I'm not... I'm glad you're not cheating on me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.